Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. You guys, hopefully we can all forget our troubles for an hour and laugh and giggle. And, you know, I think we all need it. I think we do. I mean, this has been a stressful week. I feel like I say that every week, but it's been a stressful week, right? I mean, you guys, I'm not proud of this, but I went to McDonald's earlier today and I was just feeling like really, it was a tough day. Right? I think any of us who are online, who are on Twitter, who are on social media, it is stressful. It feels like the world's ending every day and the news is so dark. And look, this is not what this is about, but it can feel overwhelming at times. And I just wanted an Oreo McFlurry. I just thought, dear God, I need an Oreo McFlurry to get through this day. And look, I know there are people who are going through worse things than I am and having worse times than I am, okay? I'm not saying that I have it the worst, but I'm just saying that I needed an Oreo McFlurry. So I went to the McDonald's nearby, which is a drive-thru, but it's, if you live in LA, you know which one I'm talking about. I went to that one on La Cienega, and the drive-thru is like a fucking tunnel. Like, once you're in it, you get stuck in it. You are not getting out of it. And I went at lunchtime and it was the longest line ever, but I thought, you know, I really just need that Oreo McFlurry. And I got to where you order with a person. So you don't actually order in the drive-thru with like a speaker, you just order with the person. So I get up to the person finally after waiting in this tunnel. I get up to her and I say, you know, I just really need an Oreo McFlurry. she goes, we don't have it. Unfortunately, the ice cream's not working. And without even thinking, I thought, okay, just give me an ice cream cone. Like, not so fucking stupid. And she's like, no, we don't have anything. You know, we don't have anything cold. We don't have ice cream. And I just let out the biggest sigh and I just go, fuck you. I did not mean it. I instantly regretted it. You know, like when you say something that you instantly regret, I like felt bad immediately. Immediately. I felt terrible. I thought, I didn't mean fuck you to her. I just meant fuck you in general. I really need an Oreo McFlurry. So then I go, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. It wasn't to you. It was, you know, to your ice cream maker. And she goes, without even skipping a beat, she just goes, girl, I get it. Girl, I get it. And then she put out her hand and she gave me like a high five that was sort of like a handhold. And we held hands for a moment in that McDonald's drive-thru line. And I really did feel a little bit better. It was like that human connection, that human touch, just being like, girl, I get it. You know, and sometimes you need someone to say, girl, I get it. Girl, I get it. So if you see someone out there today who is having a hard time or who seems like they just need you to hold their hand for a moment, grab their hand and say, girl, I get it. Okay, please do, because we all need it. And like I said, it made me feel better for a quick moment. And you know what? It made me feel better for the rest of the day. And the fact that she was so forgiving, we all need to be more forgiving. I mean, I didn't mean fuck you to her. And she knew that. She knew that. I mean, I would never say that. She knew that it wasn't to her. It was to the ice cream maker or the ice cream machine. but sometimes you need that Oreo McFlurry. I still haven't had it. I've been thinking about it. Oreo McFlurry, if you're listening, I'm thinking about you. We have a great show lined up today. Annabelle DeSisto is coming out to recap Roni with me. And before she does come out to recap this week's Roni, we're going to talk about the mid-season trailer, which I cannot wait. We're going to break that down in detail. Because if there's anything we all need right now, it's to break that fucking mid-season Roni trailer down frame by frame. We do. And Annabelle DeSisto, she hosts a podcast called Adderall and Compliments. And it's so good. I guested on it a few weeks ago. It's really funny. I don't know where the name comes from. We'll have to figure that out. But it's Adderall and Compliments, which, I mean, who cares where it's come from? It's so funny. Actually, I don't think I told you guys this, but Matt and I recently watched a documentary called, it was like Take Your Pills, I think. Yeah, I think it was called Take Your Pills, and it's on Netflix. And it's all about Adderall. And we put it on at 10:30 at night, which, I mean, you guys all know, you should never put on a new thing at 10:30 at night. I mean, at least I shouldn't. I'm like an old lady. I go to bed early, and I have no place putting on a new program at 10:30 at night. Mm-mm. But, you know, for some reason, we were feeling wild. We were feeling risky that night, and we thought, let's put on this new documentary, or new to us, called Take Your Pills. It was about Adderall, and we put it on at 10:30. And we saw like the first 45 minutes of it. And the first 45 minutes of it were kind of about the, you know, benefits of Adderall and why people take Adderall and why it's such a big thing now and why kids are doing it and college students and employees on people on Wall Street are taking Adderall. And the first 45 minutes was all about why people take it. And it was very convincing. And then we fell asleep. And so we only saw the first half of that documentary. And so it really made it seem like Adderall was great. I mean, we both woke up the next day and we were like, should we get Adderall? Like, maybe that's something we should invest in Adderall, maybe, because it seemed like a great thing. And I know that wasn't the point of the documentary. It was to scare people from taking Adderall. But if you just watch the first 45 minutes of a drug documentary, you are going to want to take those drugs. And I told you last week, I'm scared of drugs. I don't really do anything other than, you know, a Rolaid and some St. John's wort. But I wanted some Adderall after taking this documentary. So I urge you all to watch the full thing, you know, because I do not think that it was supposed to be something that presented Adderall as something good. I don't know. Maybe it was. If you've seen it, you could let me know. But so her, that's the name of her podcast, Adderall and Compliments. And I want to thank everyone for the love this week and the kind words for the Rosie O'Donnell Pop Dive. That's this new format of podcast we're trying. It'll hopefully be once a week. And I know that some of you out there might not like Rosie O'Donnell. I, in fact, love her. But if you don't like her, maybe still try to give it a listen, because I heard from so many people that were like, I never liked Rosie O'Donnell, but I loved that, because it focuses on her talk show, which was a totally different time. And I don't know, it made me so super nostalgic. And I'm so proud of the episode. And we have some other great ones coming up. I don't know if you guys follow me on social media, but I've been on a Newlyweds Nick and Jessica kick lately. So hopefully we're going to have a pop dive into Newlyweds Nick and Jessica. And you guys, it is such a trip. I was in a Newlyweds binge last weekend. I mean, it was a total Newlyweds bender. I could not stop watching the episodes. I was addicted. And that show is so, it's such a time capsule. And it was just so funny. And I got in like a Jessica Simpson music binge. And then I started listening to Nick Lachey's What's Left of Me over and over and over again. And Jessica Simpson's Sweetest Sin, which in the Newlyweds episode I watched, the record producer told Jessica that she was singing it too good initially. I mean, can you even imagine? I still, when I need a good laugh, I just think about that. I think about, you know, some record professional telling Jessica Simpson that she was singing a song too good. She was told that she had to redo it because it was too good and people couldn't sing along. I mean, can you imagine? It's so good. It's so good, you guys. It's so good. So when you need a laugh this week, just remember that. I mean, that warms me at night. I am not kidding you. The other night I couldn't fall asleep. And then I just started thinking of that fact over and over again. I thought of that scene of some record professional telling Jessica Simpson that she was singing too good on The Sweetest Sin. And I rocked myself to fucking sleep. I slept like such a baby. And, you know, speaking of baby, she does that baby voice throughout the show. Oh my God. In the pilot episode, she's like, she spills water all over the floor and she's like, Nick, I made an uh-oh. It's like, girl, what are you saying? I made an uh-oh. I mean, come on, Jessica, speak with your big girl voice. And I know she was young, she was 22. And look, my vocals are nothing to write home about. But Jessica was doing it all the time to her husband, and that is unacceptable. But again, very soothing. So we're hopefully going to do a Newlyweds pop dive and some other fun ones. The Facebook group, the Everything Iconic Facebook group, has been giving suggestions for them, and they're all so great. I'm obsessed with the Everything Iconic Facebook group, truly. I want to mention that we're on Acast now, which is a new platform, and there's been a few little tiny technical issues transferring everything to the new platform, particularly with Spotify. So if you listen on Spotify, that's coming soon. You know, so I just apologize if you do listen on Spotify. Unfortunately, we're having a little trouble moving it over, but bear with us. We're getting there, but we can be accessed on Acast now. So you can go to acast.com/everythingiconic and listen to the episodes, or they have an Acast app. And I'm so excited. We're joining the Watch What Crappens boys over on Acast, which is a great platform, and they've been fantastic to us. So also we're on Google Podcasts now, which is a new app. We're on Stitcher. We're on everythingiconic.com. So again, if you are listening on Spotify, I'm sorry. We're hoping to get Spotify back up and running soon, but unfortunately we've been running into some issues. Okay, so we're going to break down the trailer, the Roni mid-season trailer, and then bring out Annabelle. I want to say I love you guys so much. Please follow me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. Please rate and review us on iTunes. Thank you to Samsung Technologies, our sponsors. Okay, guys, the time has come. We need to talk about the Real Housewives of New York mid-season trailer. Now, if you haven't seen it, please pause this podcast and go listen to it and watch it immediately. We need to break it down. I watch it no less than 8 times. I literally watched it 8 times. And I don't even feel bad. I'm proud of that. I watched it 8 times and I could have watched it 8 more. And I probably will. As soon as I'm done recording, I will go watch it another 8 more times. It started off with some laughs, as these usually do. We see Bethany and Sonia going over Sonia's resume. And of course, all of Sonia's batshit occupations. You know, she's a movie producer and a toaster oven, blah, blah, blah. And it's weird to see Bethany and Sonia being friendly. Again, I don't think they're actually friends. I think they're just kind of doing this for TV. We see Lou and Carol talking, which is weird, but Lou's saying how she's supposed to stay away from drugs. Tinsley has like a little pregnancy scare. Of course, Tinsley's not really pregnant, but they kind of play it off as if she might be. So, you know, we know it's not actually happening, but it's just some fun stuff. We see speed dating Ramona. Speed dating, and she's flirting with a man, and of course Bethany is hating on Ramona's game. Ramona has a lot of game, okay? She does. She can get a hot older man, and Bethany is just hating on her, and I don't like it. Y'all know how I love my Ramona. But it's, you know, all very fun. We see Sonia and Luann meeting with Luann's cabaret director. I think it's her director. Sonia is saying that she does more cabaret, not cabaret, which I assume means naked. We then see her get naked at the show, which we've seen that clip online before, but it's nice to see it in HD with a Steadicam. Just Sonia's dress popping off. I mean, look, I don't want to see a dress popping off a lady if it's anyone else but Sonia. I mean, I'm hardcore gay. I love a dick. But I do love to see a dress falling off if it's Sonia. I mean, it brought me more joy than when the dress popped off the girl I pretended to be dating in high school. The fear that I had in high school when a girl's dress would come off. I thought, not me. Don't want to do it. Don't make me do it. But when I saw it pop off Sonia, I just got a giddy feeling inside that I've never known before. So then the drama starts, okay? And we're introduced to Columbia, the Columbia trip that we've all heard from, that reports were kind of denying at first, but then we knew they were true, that this Columbia trip had a boat trip from hell. And like, we heard it happening, but we didn't know exactly what to expect. And now we're starting to see the first footage of this trip to Columbia. And you guys, it is breathtaking, stunning, shocking. It's all of the above. It's so many things. It's so much. And it's so perfect. And of course, the first Columbia scene we see in this mid-season trailer is Lou coming out in a Sofia Vergara wig. And she walks into frame and she just goes, "Hola, chiquitas." "Hola, chiquitas." Like a fucking cookie monster or something. And she's just walking and she says, "Welcome to Columbia." And then we see Ramona stuck in an elevator. Then we see this footage of Ramona on the streets of Columbia. It's unclear what they're doing, but Ramona's in a wheelchair, which, you guys, I saw a paparazzi photo of Ramona in a wheelchair from this trip. And I was still shocked, surprised, and saddened by this sight of Ramona in a wheelchair from this footage. I mean, weren't you all? It seemed like whoever was the camera operator for that scene where Ramona was on the phone with Bethany in New York. Do you remember that scene where she said, you know, Bethany doesn't support other women? When Bethany had the audacity to call Ramona on the streets of New York. Remember how the cinematography for that scene was so breathtaking is the word I'm looking for. Well, it seems as though it's the same cinematographer for this scene of Ramona in the wheelchair in the streets of Columbia. It is good. It is good. And it deserves an Oscar. Whoever this person is that's holding the Steadicam, I don't know if it's a producer, it's a cameraman, I don't know who's doing it. Whoever Ramona's person is that's filming Ramona, we need to get them a cinematography Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, whatever it takes, Peabody, I don't know, Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Award. Let's reboot the Blockbuster Entertainment Awards and give it to them because they deserve it. The cinematography was truly
on another level.
Another level. It's not reality TV. This is film worthy. And then we see Bethany versus Carol, more Bethany versus Carol, which I think some of us thought maybe Bethany and Carol were done for the season. Like, we were over it, but we get more in Columbia. We get Bethany and Carol fighting at a dinner table. Carol seems to be unbothered. Bethany seems to be very bothered. Bethany says, "I don't think you like me." And then Carol just casually says, "Yeah, maybe that's it." maybe I don't. Like, leave me the fuck alone. That's what Carol's really putting off. And I like this side of Carol. I really do. She seems so unbothered. And she's wearing, like, a very large earring in just one ear. And you guys, I like it. It reminded me of Sex and the City, the movie. Remember when Carrie had that bird feather in her hair when she was getting married to Big? Or when she thought she was getting married to Big? You know, before Big didn't show up. And then they met in the street. And Charlotte was like, "No!" When Charlotte gave that forceful no to Big. We all remember that. Don't act like you don't play that scene over and over in your head before bed every night, because I do. Anyway, it's that same sort of bird feather, but it's in an earring form, and I liked it on Carol. I know people hate on Carol's looks, but I like them. And then this is the shocking part of the mid-season trailer. The thing that I did not expect was the Luann versus Dorinda. I mean, I've heard rumors about this season, but I did not hear about Luann versus Dorinda. And I was shocked, shell-shocked, jaw-dropped, in diarrhea. I needed a diaper. I was so surprised to see this Dorinda versus Luann. First of all, talking about that cameraman, whoever was filming these women in Colombia, I mean, they really had to go through it, because there was a fight between Bethany and Carol at one end of the table, and then they had to get coverage of the totally opposite end of the table for Dorinda versus Luann, and they did it. We saw in the mid-season trailer that they did it. And then we see Dorinda say to Luann, Dorinda seems to be a little tipsy. We get a little bit of that shaky, drunk Dorinda voice. Dorinda says, "Drink some more and get arrested. Get married again. You're awful." And I loved it. I love Luann, and I love Dorinda. But I mean, that moment I loved forever and for always. Then Dorinda says the next day, or it appears it's maybe the next day, Dorinda says, "I almost got arrested for you." And I thought, what does this mean? I'm sure we'll find out what it means, but how did Dorinda almost get arrested for Luann? That was the most surprising part of this whole entire trailer, because I felt like everything else I expected or heard about, but I never heard about Dorinda almost getting arrested for Luann. So then Bethany kind of like sticks up for Luann, and then Dorinda says to Bethany, "Stay out of it. You got no skin in this game." And that really, that shook me to my core. And I thought, that's Dorinda doing a natural catchphrase. That's her doing something natural. Like, you know, some of these other times, like the clip or the, I don't know, you know, say it, regret it, fight it, forget it, or whatever the fuck that was. Some of those ones that Dorinda says, I feel like she's purposely doing them for a knitted pillow. But this time, I felt like it was very natural for Dorinda to just say, "You got no skin in this game." You know, it felt like a very natural catchphrase. And then we get the footage of them on the boat, and it's shocking. Even though we knew it was coming, we knew that there were tears and that there was a lot of seasickness and everything, but seeing it in our HD eyes, it was shocking. And the last line of the whole trailer was just Bethany yelling, "Get on the floor." The Titanic is shook. You know, I mean, God rest the souls that were lost on the Titanic, but this is the natural sequel to that. Really, when you think about it, it was shocking. It was wonderful. This mid-season trailer was amazing. I can't wait. I love it. My apologies to anyone who was aboard the Titanic that I might have just offended. I love you, and I didn't mean anything harm by it. I love you. Anyway, let's bring out Annabelle. We have to talk about this episode, but I can't wait. I'm giddy. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Icons. If you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area and within our budget. The Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic.
Okay, guys, I'm here with Annabelle DeSisto, host of Adderall and Compliments, right? Where did that name come from?
I named it after my two favorite things.
Yeah, sure. I love you so much. Oh my God, you make me laugh. I'm going to be really giggly, I can tell.
I'm so excited. I've been such a fan of yours for so long. So this is like a real like fan like vision board moment, and like Craig's vision board. I cut off like your head. I just saw you as a body. But yeah, I feel like Bethany seeing a life-size nutcracker. I'm very excited right now. Like, so thank you.
Just start running around the room or something. We met at Countess and Friends, hashtag Countess and Friends. And that was quite the night. It was intense.
I thought of you as my friend, like how Countess Luann thought of those people as her friend, of like, you were already a friend in my head, even though you had no idea who I was. And much like probably like Cheyenne Jackson with Luann.
I had no idea who Luann was. I know the friends were really, really loose. I'm so excited to talk about this episode. I think every week I say it's the best show on TV and it's the best episode every week. And this was another wonderful episode. We're still at the Mayflower Resort and these women they're spying. You know, there's a lot of yoga this episode.
Yes, a lot of yoga. And I'm like, oh my God, if fucking Teresa comes in and is their yoga teacher, I'm going to scream. But yeah, it's the best show on TV. I do not understand how every year it is robbed for every Golden Globe, every Emmy.
Why
does The Amazing Race, like, it's won the last 20 years. Do you know anyone who watches The Amazing Race?
No. I mean, it's really blasphemous. It's disgusting. Actually, I did binge The Amazing Race. There was like one summer where I watched 10 seasons in a row. Like, I just kept watching them. And I didn't necessarily enjoy it, but I kept doing it. What do you think? You mentioned Teresa in yoga. What do you think of this new career of Teresa with, have you seen her bodybuilding pictures? I haven't talked about that on the show.
And I'm sorry, I'm like putting, you know, pitting women against each other, which is like, you know, society's problem, but I want her to go up against Tamra.
Yes.
For a bodybuilding.
Sure, sure. Like if there was an all-star season, you would want those two.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like who is better at faking being into religion? Is it Tamra or is it Teresa?
Yes. I mean, it's shocking. When I saw those photos of Teresa come out with the, you know, the tanning oil and then the tan, it was just shocking.
Like she looks like a rotisserie chicken. She just looks so wet.
It does not look real. But anyway, at this spa resort, we met Elisa, the yoga instructor, and she was sure, I just wrote my notes, she sure was something. and then all the girls were wearing a lot of like shirts this episode that said phrases on them. Luann was wearing one that said
graphic tees.
A lot of graphic tees. Like Luann had one that said, I can, I will. Tinsley's had one that just named some things she liked. It was like mimosas, dogs, and something. Did you see that one?
Yeah, it was mimosas, dogs,
and
sweatpants.
Yeah, it was just things she likes. That's like a really low bar for a graphic designer. Writing words on tees that just don't fit. Mimosas, dogs, and sweatpants. They don't really, I mean, I get the idea of it. It's like we're relaxing.
Yeah, but it didn't rhyme or just like
Yeah, it's a real low bar.
And isn't like the third thing, it's supposed to be like the third is supposed to be funny, like the rule of three. Like,
yeah. I mean, it made no sense at all. Yeah. I feel like those three, Tinsley's shirt was not, those three weren't really related.
Like, no, and it should have, it wasn't accurate. Yeah. Like, it wasn't, like, it should have been curls, like, or blowouts, priv.
Priv.
And falling on the floor when my, like, coupon king comes to surprise me.
We haven't seen Priv in a while on Bravo, have we? It's been a week or so.
It was not on this episode, and I was like waiting for any second now. I was like, is that the waiter or is it a Priv person coming in to do a spontaneous?
Yeah, we're always worried a Priv employee is going to show up. Bravo's trained me to think one's just going to like enter my house at random times to come massage me or give me a mani-pedi. We're at the spa. Dorinda's upset about the Morgan crest. That's something that happens throughout the episode. And then we're also reintroduced to that storyline of Ramona in the picture that she posted of Luann, of the whole group at dinner last week. And I didn't think it was bad that Ramona, what did you think? Did you think it was bad that she posted that photo of them?
No, I could definitely see Ramona as the type of person. I'm sure she looked great in it. And all the other women's, like, their eyes could be closed or they could be, like, mid-sentence talking. And she's like, what? We all looked beautiful. We finally had a photo where all of us look good. And I'm like, yes, I'm sure after 10 seasons of the show. Yeah. Like, she was acting like David LaChapelle took this photo and was like, it was such a great photo. Yeah. It would be a shame if it wasn't seen. I'm just... Like, it wasn't that great of a photo.
No, like, I mean, it was just like a totally average photo. Like, they all looked totally fine. Like, they were covered by the table. they weren't, like, full body shots, or it wasn't, like, beach shots. You know when you take, like, a really good photo by the beach?
I mean, I'm terrified of natural lighting, but I understand when other people do it. I can put myself there mentally.
Yeah, so, like, when you're at a beach and you're like, oh, I look good in my bathing suit, like...
Okay, yeah, this has definitely never been me, but I can put myself there.
I'm saying it, and I could literally only think of one time in my life that this was a thing. Like, I was doing CrossFit heavily at the time, and I remember this one time on a beach where I took a photo, and if the people that I was posing with did not allow me to post it, I would have been upset. But this was a dinner photo. This was just them at dinner, so it wasn't that big of a deal. I don't know. But so we're reintroduced to that, and then we're introduced to Dorinda and Bethany's little simmering argument. Do you remember they were by those crystals and they were talking about their argument? Bethany told Dorinda, I don't feel safe with you.
Which I was like, well, if you're going to confront anybody about not feeling safe with them, I'm glad you're doing it next to giant healing crystals. And I want to be like, Dorinda, have we not learned our lesson? But of course it's Dorinda, so she hasn't. But Bethany's like, oh yeah, I want to get some of these for my new apartment. And Dorinda's like, I know where I can get them for you. And I'm like, haven't you? Okay, stop trying to buy something for Bethany or telling her to like where the hookup is. It doesn't work out well for you. Like,
no, my stomach dropped when she said that. It's like, Dorinda, don't get her the crystals. Like, let her buy her own crystals. There's plenty of, you can Google, the Google shopping, like all you do is put in Google like what you want, and then you click on the shopping button, and it shows you where they're available at. Like, that's all Bethany has to do. So when they're talking, Bethany mentions to Dorinda that everyone sees a crack in her relationship with Carol, and so Bethany sort of feels like they're all kind of ganging up a little bit. She said this in her confessional, I think she elaborated on, and it was sort of breaking the fourth wall to me. Like, I felt like Bethany was saying, the girls see, like, I'm not at my peak or at my, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, they see that they can kind of knock me down a few pegs.
Oh yeah. And she said like that they're so happy that I have to be like by myself or that I'm the solo one. Yeah. And I'm just like, I know I'm like a 12-year-old boy and I like laugh. It just reminds me of Mean Girls when somebody's like, there's a crack in me. And I'm like, oh, it's crack.
Say crack again.
Like that's all I can think of, which cause I'm an idiot. But it made me, I don't know. I go back and it's like I have like a pendulum or like one of those old clocks with like the eyes going back and forth on the cat. Like we're just going back and forth where that's what I do every episode with Bethany. Because on one hand, I'm like, I empathize with her and I'm like, oh my God, you did like the Puerto Rico thing. Like, you know, you and Pitbull have done more for Puerto Rico than certainly our country has. But like then she acts like a complete asshole and then she goes back again. But then she's also sticking up for Sonia about the crest, which that deer picture is... That deer silhouette is like very triggering for Dorinda where I was like,
something happened with the deer.
Yeah. I was just, did Richard die in like a like deer accident? Cause like they're supposed to be like one of the number one killers of like, cause they cause like a lot of car accidents. I was like, I don't understand why.
Yeah. It's triggering for Dorinda.
And I'm like, is that a crest? Or was, cause it just seems like a kind of like Craig, like the like clip art of a deer.
Oh yeah, Craig's. You're talking about Southern Charm.
On Southern Charm,
Craig's
designs
are shocking. Craig's design. I feel like they're always like some sort of animal in front of a palm tree. It's like, why are they all in front of these palm trees?
Yeah, it's like he's doing like the rough sketches of like what Blue's Clues like was going to be in the early stages, or like Gullah Gullah Island. Yeah. Just like, why are you doing these like childhood drawings?
Doesn't make any sense. Did you ever see Waiting for Guffman?
No.
What? Annabelle.
I know.
It's like a classic. Oh my God, it's so good. But there's this guy, the director, and he's doing costumes for this play he's putting on, and he's like taking the job very seriously. But then they show a close up of his sketches, and it's like a cartoon person that he's drawing. I don't know. It just reminds me of Craig. So there was a commercial, and I wrote something down in my notes that you said during the commercial. So this is totally off topic. This is like another thing. We're not talking about Roni right now, but it is Housewives related. And it is Teddy Mellencamp's fat picture.
Yes.
So you have a lot of feelings for this, and I just want to get them out because I just want you to get them out.
Okay. I guess this is my trigger point. This is my, yes, like my triggering issue.
I don't
issue.
Even know how this came up, by the way.
It's just, I am a former fat kid. So I get it. Like I was called Manabel all through middle school.
No.
That was like one of the nicest, like I had to stop riding the bus because everyone told me I was slowing it down. Like I was like, yeah, like which I was, but like, why the fuck are you in such a rush to get to a public school in Florida? You fucking nerds. But I was just like, it's besides the point. So I'm like I understand being like a fat kid, like growing up, but her fat picture, because that was like her big, like heartfelt, you know,
you're talking about the picture that they always show when they talk about Teddy's accountability program. And they said she used to be fat. They show this one photo.
It's the one picture it's like when somebody's like lost on the news and they just keep showing like the one picture of like the like little girl. That is the picture of Teddy where like, that's supposed to be her being fat, but it's just such a tight zoom in on like her at prom with like a sideswept, like updo from, you know, like supercuts. And I'm just like, that, I don't know. I feel like that is the like tip of the fat iceberg. I want to see the rest of it.
We need to see more photos. There had to been more photos taken at that time. So she's coming back next season. Let's dig up some photos. I hope the producers, if they're listening, they're digging up some old photos.
I need more. I'm sorry, Teddy. I need more chins in that picture for me to believe that that is a fat picture of you.
Yeah. And because, she doesn't look overweight in the photo to me at all. I mean, that one photo they show. So anyway, I made you talk about that.
No, I was just like, I'm sorry. Like between that and the horses, that's what we're going with, was like, I used to be fat. And I'm just like, no, you just had some salt before you took this picture. Like, this
Terry.
Is not you fat. And then it's just like, did you know I have horses?
Yeah.
Do you know who my dad is?
Terry.
And I'm like, you and your dumb, gross husband. I know.
We keep it nice.
Okay. I think he looks like a face mesh or like face combination, like a Snapchat filter of like Steve-O and like a backup dancer for Cirque du Soleil.
You know what I learned in my, this is off topic too, but in my Newlyweds binge that we talked about, I learned.
Which I was living for. Your Instagram stories, they always kill me, but.
Well, I don't know how to get out of this Newlyweds binge, but anyway, I learned in this whole process that Jessica Simpson had an affair with Bam Margera. You know, that was like the end of their relationship. And Steve-O.
I didn't know it was Bam Margera. I thought it was Johnny Knoxville.
No, this is what I heard. So then Steve-O years later confirmed it on Chelsea Lately.
What?
I know. So you said Steve-O, and that was kind of, that triggered me.
You're kind of making me like rethink the respect I had for the Jackass cast.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's really disappointing.
Of course, I'm here to help. Okay, back to Real Houses of New York.
This is why you shouldn't idolize. You shouldn't put people up on a pedestal. They're bound to fall off.
Stop. I'm giggly today. I'm just giggly. It's been a rough day, and I like needed this Housewives episode. Like,
I mean, like, it's been a rough day. It's like we went to that dinner that they had. Like that.
It's been such a long week, and it's only Wednesday. We'll talk about that in a second. But so Lou mentioned that she's going to AA meetings. Do you think she's going to AA meetings? Like, do you think she is going to follow through with it?
I like that she said, like, I'm going to go to AA meetings, like how people say, I'm like, oh, I'm going to start working out. Or so, like, it just seemed like very, like, casual.
I'm going to go to AA.
She's like, I'm going to check out some AA meetings. Like, go around, see which ones have the best coffee. You know, like.
So then we see Bethany and Lou, they're talking about this AA meetings in their white robes. And one of the things that you pointed out is that there was a Southern Charm Savannah promo in the corner. It was in white lettering over their white robes, so you couldn't even see it.
That shows you how much faith Bravo has in this, where they're like, they're not even going to pay the extra. I mean, that's not even like more money, but I'm like, you cared so little that you're like, let's not even do it in the black ink. You know, yeah. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We don't need to change
Listen,
it.
We have a better hope for, you know, your husband's cheating on us than we do Southern Charm Savannah. So, you know, I give it up.
Like another ski trip from Candy, or she's got
I know,
like,
Candy's
got another show coming on. It's like everything Candy does, they give her a show. Like Candy goes to, you know, Target.
Like between her and Kyle Richards, I'm like, how many friends do we know who are like brilliant and talented, like cannot sell a show to save their lives? And then
it's disgusting. I have so many pilots. If anyone wants them, I have tons of pilots that I've written that I cannot get in front of people. But Kyle Richards just is selling a show a day.
Well, please go into Kyle by Aileen too. You'll be the only person there besides the mannequin. So you will be bound to be seen and leave it for her. Yes.
So then it was revealed that Ramona and Tom have had drinks at the Regency. What do you think of this? Do you think Ramona shouldn't have drinks with Tom? She shouldn't, right? I mean, you have a sordid past with Ramona.
I was going to say, I'm like, I don't want to give her any credit for anything besides, you know, buying my therapist's beach house, which is the only thing I'll credit her for.
Bethany had revealed that Ramona had been having drinks with Tom.
I mean, I just thought it was such a perfect segue that would have been so natural for her to go into her song Girl Code and Don't Be So Uncool. And it's just, I felt that was a missed opportunity.
Totally.
But when Ramona said, like, what? Am I not supposed to hang out with him? I mean, New York, we run in the same circles. What am I supposed to do? Kill him? And I was like, I love that. Like, that's where,
the
like,
only other option, murder.
I'm like, I can either hang out with him or I can kill him. That's it.
And hearing this news really triggered Lou. She said she wanted a cigarette. Like, she got like really shaky with the robe. She's like, I need a cigarette. What did she say? She said, this too shall pass.
Yeah, I was going to say, she said something that's going to be on like the next shirt she wears in the other scene. Just like she kept speaking in like Instagram
this too quotes shall pass.
Of yeah, like what's on like tea bags, you know, like that like little saying of, and I'm like, I, you know.
No, I in team. 6 to 1, half dozen of the other.
That's every my day is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Am I right, girls? Can you believe it?
To make a new song. Oh my God. It made me laugh. So then they get to this dinner, which the dinner was sort of like the meat of the episode, I'd say, right? Like this was a dinner. I mean, later on they referenced it as if it was like this exhaustive dinner, but it was really just like a dinner at a spa. And they started off with playing a little musical chairs. Bethany didn't want to sit next to Carol, so she moved down from the table. And then Lou ordered a non-alcoholic beer, what's the point?
I am not a beer person. I don't think I've ever had like one full can of beer. To me, it just gives me flashbacks of like PTSD at like Tallahassee Community College, which is already scary enough. It's just like, I know, like beer to me is so gross, but like, why would you get like a non-alcoholic beer? Like, does beer really, really taste that good? You're like, it's worth it without the...
You know, I love, there's this one beer, 312, it's like a Chicago beer, and now you can buy it everywhere, but I like it. I mean, I really rarely drink beer, like maybe once a year, if that. Like I rarely, but when I do it once a year, I will have a taste for this 312 beer. And I just got it over Pride. And I, like, that's something that I might get a taste for. But just a general, like, non-alcoholic beer, like, because it wasn't a specific, she just said, I'll have a non-alcoholic beer. So I don't understand that, like, having a taste for something just so generic.
No, I wanted her to be like, oh, I'm really jonesing for some toilet wine. I learned that lingo when I was in the system, so in the clink.
Yeah, what does she keep referencing jail? She's like, the girls in jail aren't this bad.
She was talking about, like, you know, now I know the system. And Drew's like, yeah, and people get caught in the system. And I'm like, you are not, like, you white rich women are not allowed to talk, like, are not allowed to call it, like, the system.
The
like,
system.
You cannot talk about the prison system. You can maybe talk about, like, Nutrisystem. Mm-hmm. Maybe. But it's like the amount of time Luann spent in jail is less time than it takes to binge watch an entire season of Orange is the New Black. Yeah. So, like,
or Newlyweds, even.
Yes.
I just did it.
So it's just like, yeah.
I know I love Luann so, so much. I really do. I think like she's the best. She's the best. We saw her live. We love her. But it was the past few weeks with all this arrest stuff, it does bother me a little bit. And I don't want it to bother me, but it does bug me a little bit that she's just the, I don't know the way, if it's the way she's acting or the way everyone's acting about it, or it's just like so much privilege and it just kind of bugs me.
No, I know. I don't want to get like, let's you talk in about, trouble for saying that. Like,
yeah.
Let's
talk about Dorinda's vagina.
What
were you going to say though?
No, I don't want to get in one of like, this is making like a statement. No, but I was just like, I love that. Like when they went to that workout class of like jail fitness or something, mm-hmm. and they're talking to people who are like actually have been in jail for like a long time.
Felonies.
And now they've gotten back, like they've gotten out and they've created like this program, and they're sitting there watching like six like white rich women talk about like, if I was in jail, can you imagine like our friend, she slipped the cops, and they're like, okay, well, I have the possibility of being shot from just like going outside. But I'm glad you can like literally be arrested, slip out of the cops and like approach a police officer being like, I'm going to kill you.
And then go back like, to your reality show.
And then they're like, oh, you.
I know. And then the whole time at that fitness place, Tinsley's like, I should get a job here. I have a mugshot too.
And I'm just like, what? Like, oh my God. This too shall pass. And like Tinsley with her boxer braids, and she's like out in the garden, out in the bushes where she felt home. Like I felt like that she was like, this is my safe place.
Yes, I know. Oh, I do like Tinsley a lot though. I do like Tinsley. And at this dinner, it came up that Tinsley about her trying on the dresses, and Bethany was giving her a really hard time about trying on the wedding dresses. And I kind of felt like Bethany was just trying to stir the pot with everyone at dinner. Like she, even with Dorinda's vagina, like I brought that up, but she, you know, I just felt like Bethany was like kind of picking at people. And I told you while we were watching, I was
not
like,
not with the comb with Dorinda's vagina comb. What is she like?
Yeah, she said something about Abe Lincoln. I don't know.
Bethany told Dorinda like, oh, you can braid your hair. Oh, because they were going to go. They were talking about like, oh, it's going to be a sleepover and we're all going to braid each other's hair. And Dorinda's like, well, what do I do? And so she's like, well, you can braid your
pussy hair. She said, she literally said that. I'm quoting it.
And I was just like, and she's like, no, it's like Abe Lincoln down there. And I was just like, but do you remember last season when Sonia was talking about like her vaginal? I don't know. I feel like every season they were doing vaginal rejuvenation or like the laser hair removal. And she's like, well, I can't be like Don King down there. Yeah. That was her person. She referenced her vagina to. And now Dorinda has Abe Lincoln. So I'm like, now I only picture Dorinda's vagina with like a top hat.
Do you remember that one Berkshire's trip that Sonia wasn't invited to? And it was the best. That was that episode where I think it was the season when Jules' dad was like sick, and Lou's like, I can't believe they did this to me. But they kept cutting that. Sonia wasn't there, and they kept cutting to Sonia. And when they cut to Sonia, she's like, well, my friends all went on vacation without me, so I went and got my vagina resurfaced. Like all of Sonia's scenes were just at the vagina resurfacing. It was just like, oh, God bless her.
No, I feel like New York was like really heavy on the vagina issues where I'm like, that's like your friend's coffee shop. Like if we weren't like at the Berkshires, like we were doing some type of like
Sharon Giese's office doing their resurfacing. But so Bethany was giving Tinsley a hard time about trying on the wedding dresses. And I love, they flash back to that scene in the episode, and I just love that scene so much. So I just want to give a shout out. Shout out to that scene. I really loved it. But Bethany was just going after people.
Tinsley's mom is terrifying to me.
Wait, so what do you think of Dale? What do you mean terrifying?
Like, I'm to me, like, she is as scary as that boat. Like, she's, like, I don't know, I feel like is ever like, it's the stereotype of like every overbearing critical mom you see on TV, or like a pageant mom who's like, you know, weighing her like toddler, you know, to get her to lose like a pound before she can have like her pixie stick to like pick her up. You know, like she just seems like she's so hard on her and just so
yeah,
like gross and critical. And I don't know. She's triggering. I was triggered.
Triggered. Yeah.
She's my family crest of just, like, I wonder what Bethany would have said if she had gotten to the egg portion of when Tinsley was talking to her eggs.
I wonder what Bethany thought about that egg scene when she was watching it. See, I actually love Dale a lot. I think she's should be a housewife. Like, I would like to see her in the mix more. Because she seems more around their age to me than Tinsley.
Yes.
Like, around the other girl's age. So I do like my Dale. Okay, so where were we at here? So they're having this fight. Sonia starts to freak out. The family crest comes up again. Sonia gets up and she freaks out. And then Dorinda sort of backs off and then does that weird apologizing thing where it was like, you know, you've been through so much and you're doing so good now, Sonia. Like, I'm sorry. And she kind of apologizes to her. What do you, in terms of the Sonia and Dorinda thing, like, where do you side with the family crest thing?
I love Dorinda so much. I feel like she's like the people's champion, where like all like the most of the fans like love Luann and like love Dorinda. And it's like, I do love her, but I don't understand why she is such an asshole. Like, it's such an asshole to Sonia for no reason. The only person I've ever seen Sonia be mean to was Tinsley last year when she was telling her that, like, Connor can't answer the door and, like, get her hat boxes anymore. That's, like, the only time I've ever seen her be mean to someone. Like, yes, she destroys people's lives, but it's just her own life. You know?
Yeah, like, it's just her own. You're right.
Like, why do you have to go so hard at her? And I was telling you, and I'm like, I feel dumb. I realize it's not, like, fucking Homeland. Like, I don't know why I can't, like, connect the dots of this storyline. But I was so confused of Dorinda's, like, reasoning why she's not allowed to call herself a Morgan, but her daughter's allowed to call
why it was bugging Dorinda so much.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand, like, why you care
it must,
so much.
I think it just must, something about Sonia really bugs Dorinda, because I feel like it happens a lot with Dorinda. Like, something about just Sonia in general really bugs her. And I also, going back to what you said, I think Bethany kind of learned her lesson when she really blew up at Sonia a couple seasons ago about the tipsy girl thing.
Oh yeah, when she made her cry in front of her assistants, right? And yeah. Like, that was when I was done with Bethany. I was like, fuck you. Like, yeah. That was so cruel.
That was awful. I mean, that was awful. But Bethany, I think, realized people don't want to see anyone mean to Sonia, because Sonia is so harmless. Like, even when she is doing something bad, I think with Ramona, if she's doing something bad, it's not as excusable. Like, something about Sonia, maybe it's because Sonia doesn't seem malicious with anything.
Yeah, I'm saying? Like, all of them are delusional in their own way, but it's like Ramona's delusional in like such an asshole way. Sonia's delusional in like a Grey Gardens, like, delusions of like grandeur,
yeah,
of, you know, toaster ovens and like yachts and like Madonna being not allowed into her fashion.
Sonia rocks. Do you remember that fashion show in Ramona?
But it's like, it's like picking on somebody. I know. It's like seeing, I know, when it's like the dogs from like the ASPCA commercial, and then like in the next scene, seeing somebody like yell at it. You're like, no, it's not, it's too fragile.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they had this, they were all kind
of. And also, why don't you just get toaster ovens on the shoes? Like, if you can't make the real toaster ovens, why don't you just get them on your shoes? I would buy a pair of toaster oven, like, loafers.
Here's what I don't understand with the toaster oven. It's like, couldn't there have been a collector's edition where you know, even come out with like make 1,000 of them, like a very small quantity, and sell them for a lot as like a collector item?
They would sell out. It would be like the Kylie lip kit. They would sell it.
100%. I think, like, I don't understand why that isn't happening. Like, for a very specialty website or niche or marketplace or something, like, do a collector's one-time thing.
Like, these, the housewives, like, love to have, like, they have their own merch. They have their own, you know, like, shot glasses, like, coffee mugs and stuff. And, like, I don't need another, like, tumbler. I need, like, I need a toaster oven. And I'm like, my version of Dale, my mom, Nancy, like, Fancy Nancy, she, like, every time I see her, it's like, we need to go get a toaster oven. I'm like, no, I am still holding out. Like, I still have, I'm one of those people who's like, no, Tupac is still alive. Like, no, I still have faith that this toaster oven is coming, or at least the toaster oven, like, have that be your crest. Yeah. And it doesn't, I don't know.
I wish that was her crest.
Is it a crest? Does it say anything else, or is it a pattern, or is it just a picture of like.
When I saw the close-up of it, it looked like two different images. Like, they showed a bunch of shoes, and it looked like a couple different images on different shoes.
Of different,
so that's
like,
why
deer
I didn't
patterns?
Understand, like, which is the crest. Like, I need to see the. I need
then
to
I want
to
be like, John Deere stole your crest, like, 50 years ago. Yeah, and it's heavily featured at Cracker Barrel.
Do you have a family crest? Do you, like, know if you do? I don't know if I do.
Oh, no. Not at, like. Not at all.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, the only crest I've ever had is like when I went to Medieval Times. Like, the souvenir.
Sure. So then we're at this dinner table and everyone's kind of arguing. And then Lou and the Ramona stuff comes back up to the surface. And then Lou just leaves. Ramona seems to like finally get it. Like, she says, oh my God, I realize like what I did wrong. And then she tries to cry, but she can't.
No, you try, like, if you think you can be like Lisa Rinna and give a single tear, like, you can. That would require like feelings and empathy, and that's not anything Ramona is capable of. Yeah. Like, and it's just, that would make me even, like, that made me even, like, madder of just, like, you've already pissed me off, but, like, now seeing you try to play the victim and get everyone around you to be, no, like, consoling you, that would make me, like, that would make me even more upset. I'm already upset about this whole situation of the interior, and, like, I get it, like, I cannot, like, afford to be there, but, like, I I don't want places that, like, I
accessible
for, like, so, my parents.
You were saying the spa, and I totally agree. The spa was not very glamorous. Like, the decor of the spa, of the, you know, I love the idea of our girls going to a spa and, like, doing a spa trip. I love that idea. But something about this place was very, like, the haunting.
The spas
have
been nicer, like, when the housewives are like, I'm having a lunch spa where everyone comes over and I'm having, like, you know,
Dorit's house or something.
Privs coming over and doing facials. And stuff. Like, that setup is more fucking luxurious than, like, what we've seen. The furniture.
And no one was there. Like, no one was at the resort.
It looked so musty. The furniture was like, this just looks like what, like, Sonia's house could look like if it was just cleaned up.
And there were, like, cheap plates on the wall, which they just look like Sonia's cheap plates on the wall. Like, they didn't look.
In some, like, some of the rooms, I told you, I was like, doesn't it look like the set of, like, a community theater production or, like, a really bad soap opera? And I'm like, when is Eileen Davidson going to, like, walk in and have, you know, give Erica Jane, like, a pity line in this? And, like, this just looks like a, like, fucking terrible, like, soap opera set. Like, I just, I don't want in my housewives.
Yeah.
I want, like, wish fulfillment. I do not want to see somewhere that my parents could go.
You know, that's how I felt about Beverly Hills all last season when they were going to places near the Grove. I don't want to see them at the Grove. Like, they went to Tarte at one point. I was like, I don't want to see this. I go to Tarte.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, I want
I don't
want to
see them at Planet Dailies or Cheesecake Factory or Chipotle or anything.
No, it's like when I watch The OC and I see Tamara's townhouse and I'm like, no, we have the same Z Gallery table. I don't want to see that. Like, not something like Valerie Cherisman. I'm like, I don't want to see that. I don't want
to
see any of my.
I don't need to see that.
I don't want to see any of my own Z Gallery shit in your house. And I'm like, I want the Dubai trip. And where I'm like, when Beverly Hills women went to Dubai, like, Eileen, didn't she have, like, that entire, like, saltwater, like, shark tank, like, in her room. Like, that's what I want.
I know. I feel
I can afford to, like, see, like, Shark Tale, but I don't, like, I want
the iconic Christina Aguilera film.
Yes. Her finest work. Burlesque what? Burlesque who? No.
Burlesque wishes. I don't even know if Christina had a role in Shark Tank or Shark. What is it called? Shark Tale?
Shark Tale.
Shark Tale, but she did sing the theme song. I remember that.
I hope you're not a part of the Academy, because you should not be allowed to vote on anything.
I definitely should not ever be allowed into the Academy.
You're the reason why Crash won for Best Picture, if you make these terrible decisions.
I remember seeing Crash and, like, telling everyone, like, this is the best movie ever, like, about Crash. I was like, you guys don't even understand. Like, you have to go see this movie. It's so good.
I remember, like, seeing it when I, like, got it at Blockbuster. Sure. And I just, like, remember, like, crying and being like, wow, that was so, like, powerful. And I saw it, like, when there was still Blockbuster, and, like, that was, like, the hottest place on, like, Friday night, when I'm like, oh, I got, like, my Crunch Bunch, like, king size, and my Crash, you know, VHS. And then it's like, I saw it on, like, TV, like, recently, and I was like, oh God,
I know. Looking back, watching it now, I just watched it recently too. And I was like, eek. And it beat Brokeback Mountain too, which you can watch now, and Brokeback Mountain holds up and is still amazing. And it's like, how did Crash beat it? But whatever. That's homophobia at its finest.
Or just huge Ludacris fans.
Ludacris' career took off after that. Ramona did say in her testimonials, I did write this quote down because it made me laugh. She said, if I couldn't talk to any of the men that Lou's been with, then I couldn't talk to anyone. It was like perfect shade. It was good. I do love Ramona. Like, even, like, the worst she is, I don't know why. Like, I have such a warm place in my heart for her. I mean, maybe it's all of them, really. Like, I feel so...
I have such a warm place in my heart for her, but mostly because it gives me such heartburn when I see her. And just, like...
I get it, yeah.
But it was just so fucking hypocritical, of course. So very on brand for her. But it's like... You've dated everyone that she's...
I know, they've all dated each other, but I don't know.
It's very incestuous.
It makes me, like, love it. Like,
it's very, like, Game of Thrones. Yeah. So I'm like, thank God, like, you guys, none of you are, like, reproducing. Because then, like, everything is all... They've all shared, like, DNA.
Maybe it's... But, like, maybe it's because I'm gay and gay people do that, too. For some reason, I'm like, yeah, I get that. I feel like gay people do that a lot, too. It's like, they all date the same people, not me.
I mean, I get, like, being, like, tired with somebody. Like, when...
like my parents been together for 30 years. And whenever I say something about like marriage or like wanting to be married, my mom just looked at me and she's like, marriage is a long time. It's a long time. Just
make sure you want to commit.
And she's like, I laugh with my mouth, but not with my eyes. Just remember marriage is a long time. Kind of thing. So like, I get like having to getting like annoyed with like one person, like, you know what? They're living their Sex in the City, like real life, you know, Sex in the City tour. Like they do. I feel like, don't you think that they're like the most active, like, sexually active,
Think it's like a great thing to show on TV, the women over 50 being so sexual and open with their romance, you know, like all of that. I love seeing that.
I'm like, I love seeing women so confident, because that's something like I don't have and a lot of my friends don't have. And we're like, I mean, I'm not Avery's age, but that could be Ramona's age because they look exactly alike.
They do. Look like the sisters.
And I'm like, I don't know. Am I watching The Parent Trap? Is it two sisters? How could this be, a daughter and a mother? But it's like, I don't have that confidence at all with men. And then like Ramona's like, no, you get three drinks and a short straw and a big straw.
She knows what to do.
And a lemon slice. Like, and they're completely confident and it works. Like,
It does work. It does work. So just wrapping up, Lou ran out of the dinner. And then the next day, they all wake up. We see Sonia waking up. There's a boob out. Bethany and Sonia had slept together.
It's impossible, like, for girls. You cannot sleep in a tank top and, like, wake up with your boob not out. It's impossible.
Just
one boob. I know that from before my boob job and after. It's a universal thing that every woman has. Like, no, that's not possible.
Sure. And they were all acting this next morning as if the dinner was just so exhausting. Like, they just went through, like, the most exhausting thing in the world. It was like, oh, my God, that dinner. Like, Tinsley at one point was on the couch in the lobby, and she's just like, wow, I'm just trying to recoup from that dinner. Nothing even happened with you. Like, Tinsley was – you were pretty, like – your fighting was pretty tame.
It's the most work Tinsley's ever done. Yeah. Like, besides,
phew, I'm exhausted. Like,
but I'm like, all you did was like really go hardcore and like lobbying for your wedding dress shopping and like getting so defensive about that. And like, not, she took that coffin joke. Like,
seriously, I would have too, though, I'll be honest, like, because the way Bethany was kind of prodding her, I think I would have gotten upset too. Like, I don't even think it was about the wedding dress. I think it was like, she just got pissed at Bethany trying to make it into a thing. That's what I took from it. I was like, yeah.
Do you think Carol was like telling the truth when she said 2 weeks after Bethany and Dennis started dating that they went to Harry Winston?
I think that's true. Do you think it's true? Is that what you just asked me? What did you ask?
Yeah. I probably phrased it in like a
no,
bad.
No. I was just.
Sometimes I like talk like Yoda and everything's backward. Normally. No matter how I talk, it normally doesn't make sense, but especially sometimes I'll like say shit backwards and people are like, what?
No, when you said it though, I like for some reason in my head popped up a newlywed scene. I told you like, it's like just coming to me because I watched so much of it. It's like all of a sudden I blacked out and I just played a scene from Newlyweds in my head. Like I can't stop the scene of Jessica Simpson being told that she was singing too good.
I'm like, or did you?
I can't stop. It like literally like you just were talking to me and it was just like came up in my head, a record executive telling Jessica Simpson that she was singing Sweetest Sin too good.
Like, no, I'm honored that when I'm talking like you go to your safe place if anything if any traumatic thing's happening, like you go that like there in your mind of like I'm gonna go here, what's happening isn't really happening. I love thinking of Newlyweds when they were like eating at like a Chili's
and a person, like
a girl came up and like that was like before like selfies and stuff, and she like wanted like Nick and his brother were like, oh, you know, she's coming up for us, and she's like, can you take a picture of me and Jessica? And they're like waiting, kind of like looking at her. And she like, the girl like walks away. She's like 12. And then she's like, the guys were like, well, I guess she's not a big 98 Degrees fan. And
was the hardest thing they ever had to go through. Get up.
Or them performing at like their grand, didn't they
their
perform
grandma's
like
their grandmother's wedding? Yeah. Yeah. Her wedding. Yeah.
And I just remember like Jessica, like jogging, like a mile before it. I'm like,
Annabelle, you need to rewatch it. It's good. But so that was the episode. And then we got the mid-season trailer, which I recapped before you came out here. And you're excited about it, right? It looked good.
I have so many feelings where I'm so, I'm like,
it's a lot.
I'm so confused about it of like, I don't want to see like Bethany and Carol not be friends.
I know. I don't, they're not making up though, because even since the season started airing, Carol's written some pretty nasty blogs about Bethany.
Oh yeah. They've gone
like heated stuff. So like, I don't think they're making up.
I don't want to see that Carol. Like I don't want to see that Carol. Like I didn't want to see like the movie Carol about like the old like lesbians. Like I
fell asleep during Carol.
I don't want to see that Carol. Yeah. I like I know, because now that they're not friends, it's like Carol's not getting as much screen time, which means we don't get to see her cats as much, which is like what made me turn around with Carol is that she's friends with like my idol, Beth Stern. And so I did a real like turnaround with her. Yeah. But like,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm so happy this that
this reunion's going to be crazy. The reunion's going to be insane because they're all kind of fighting with Bethany, and you know Bethany's not going to just sit back at the reunion.
I felt so dumb that I legitimately thought Sofia Vergara was in a scene of Real Housewives of New York because when Luann came out in that wig,
Chiquitas.
Fucking and I'm like, oh my god, she took a break from like the Head and Shoulders commercial work and she's doing a cameo.
One day Sofia Vergara is going to join one of these franchises and it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. Annabelle, this was so much fun. I had the best time. I want you to just stay forever.
Please. This is my dream. This is like a make-a-wish for me. I'm such a fan of yours. I love you so much. You. You're so funny. And so I'm just so like honored that you let me do this.
Oh my god. Please tell everyone, because I love your show too. So tell everyone about your show.
It is called Adderall and Compliments, and you were on it a few weeks ago. It's like,
yeah, we talked Housewives.
And it was so much fun. We were both sweating through our shirts. Like I felt,
I was sweating. I'm sweating again today and I have the Aaron, but I'm just a sweater. So your show, it's on iTunes.
Yes, it's on the iTunes and you can go subscribe to it. And please, please go listen to my episode with Danny, who is absolutely hilarious as per usual.
Oh my gosh. You are so sweet and you are so hilarious. And where can people find you on social media?
They can find me on Instagram at Annabelle DeSisto, and you can find me on Twitter at Annabelle Lee 417 because they're like, we're a bunch of bots. Twitter's just go follow me on Instagram. You don't even have to like any of my pictures, like, you know, Ramona's dinner party picture. You don't have to like any of my pictures. I just want to get to like diff eyewear level follower status.
So, sure.
You can just like scroll like, on by when you
see. Yeah, I want a diff eyewear. I like looked up diff eyewear and it's only women. And I was like, oh God, I don't think I can get that. I just got on Cameo though. And I've been having the most fun like doing those cameos.
What?
Yeah. You need to get on there. I'm gonna
oh
get
my God.
It's like really fun, and I made fun of it forever.
I've bought 15. I'm not kidding. I've bought 15 cameos.
Oh man, I got a Dina Lohan one to promote my podcast, and it was too dark to post. I eventually did post it, but it like initially when I got it, I was like, I can't post this on social media. Like it's too dark.
Really?
Yeah. It was just like there was no energy. It was dark. I did post it, so it's on my timeline somewhere.
I mean, like no, I mean she's dark. It's a dark.
It's just like all of it was just like depressing. I was like, listen to Everything Iconic. I'm Dina Lohan. It was just like it was too much. Annabelle, thank you so much. I could talk to you forever. I love you. Thank you for doing this.
I love you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Everyone find me on social media and Cameo. Thank you all for listening. We'll do a pop culture lightning round with you for Patreon or something. So everyone go to patreon.com/everythingiconic. Donate $4 or more to get access to all the bonus episodes and the Real Housewives of New York recaps and the pop culture lightning round with Annabelle. And next week, Roni is not a new episode on Thursday, but we will have a new episode. So everyone stay tuned, subscribe on iTunes. We have a pop dive next week. And then we'll do like a Housewives show. Maybe we'll talk about the upcoming Orange County or something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll have something fun. So everyone stay tuned, subscribe. Mondays and Thursdays, there will be new episodes. So please check back every Monday, every Thursday for new episodes of Everything Iconic. Thank you all so much for listening. Find me on social media and rate and review if you like it. Love you. Bye.